Next item, 467.
Authorize a loan in an amount not to exceed $500,000 to Portland Homeless Family Solutions to purchase real property at 6102 and 6220 Southeast 92nd Avenue for use as a homeless shelter.
Colleagues, last year the City Council allocated $1.25 million for new shelters, and we've requested the Portland Housing Bureau to direct $500,000 to this project. The item in front of us today is to authorize $500,000 in funding to Portland Homeless Family Solutions to acquire a new shelter, augmenting shelter capacity here in the city of Portland. This project will add to the available temporary housing options for families experiencing homelessness, serving homeless families at their most vulnerable. With us today is, of course, Shannon Callahan, who's the Portland Housing Bureau Interim Director. We have Brandy Tuck, who's the Executive Director of Portland Homeless Family Solutions. And I'm sorry, can you remind me?
Sally Erickson with the Joint Office of Homeless Services.
Sally, I'm sorry, I'm just having one of those moments. Thank you for being here too, Sally. We sure appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Shannon Callahan from the Portland Housing Bureau. I'm pleased to be here this morning to support the joint efforts of the city, county, and community to find more safe spaces for families without permanent housing. The Portland Housing Bureau will be contributing funds from the Lentz Urban Renewal Area to close the gap needed to purchase this building. Portland Homeless Family Solutions has done extensive private fundraising, and we are pleased to be able to join them with the final needed funds for this purchase. As we all know, of course, shelter is not the solution to homelessness. Housing is. And we are pleased that we've been able to create 458 new units of affordable housing in Lentz and have an additional 259 in the pipeline. We will also ensure that if this property is not used as a shelter or for affordable housing, we will be able to secure the land for affordable housing in the future. We think this is a wise investment, helping kids and families stay safe while we all work together to move them into permanent housing. Brandy?
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and
morning.
City Council members. Thank you for having me here today. My name is Brandy Tuck, and I have been the Executive Director of Portland Homeless Family Solutions for the last 11 years. Our mission is to empower homeless families with children to get back into housing and stay there long term. Our roots go back to 1994 when a group of committed volunteers created the Goose Hollow Family Shelter, which houses 8 homeless families with children every night of the year. Families come at 6 p.m. and they leave by 7:30 the next morning. Over the years, PHFS has expanded the Goose Hollow Family Shelter to include robust social services that help over 200 families every year. Today, we operate several programs. We operate a Housing First program that helps families experiencing homelessness move back into housing. Last year, we helped 185 families, or 653 moms, dads, and kids, move back into housing. In our homeless prevention program, families with 72-hour eviction notices get help keeping their housing and preventing homelessness before it even starts. And we operate shelter programs with the Goose Hollow Family Shelter for 8 families with children every night of the year, the Family Winter Shelter at Congregation Beth Israel for 75 moms, dads, and kids during the winter months, and the 13 Salmon Family Center, which is the day center for both of the night programs. Over the last year, we served 700 individuals. 61% of those people were children. Half of those children were under the age of 5. Everyone in Portland can see that we are experiencing a homeless crisis and a housing state of emergency. But what everyone doesn't know is how many people who experience homelessness are children and their parents. Last school year, there were 4,317 students that experienced homelessness in Multnomah County alone. 4,300 students experienced homelessness in 1 year. That number doesn't count their little brothers and sisters. We know at PHFS half of our kids are under 5, so presumably there's another 4,000 little kids, plus all their parents. The wait list to get into the family system is a year long. Our shelters are full and over capacity. Kids don't have a place to eat, do their homework, sleep, or just relax. If a family became homeless tonight in Multnomah County, there is literally nowhere that they could go to find safe shelter. We need to do better. PHFS has a plan to do better. It's called our Families First Campaign, and that's why we're here today. We have an opportunity to buy a 16,000-square-foot building and 8 adjacent apartments in the Southeast Lentz neighborhood of Portland. The campus would allow us to provide shelter for 26 families with children at a time, about 75 to 90 moms, dads, and kids. Each family would have their own private room with shared bathrooms, living spaces, and a big kitchen with 3 meals a day. The new site would provide 24 hours of continuous service for families. No longer will families need to wake up and be out the door by 7:30 in the morning. The Lentz campus is also closer to where families actually live. Our programs are all downtown, and families come downtown just because we're here. Families we work with don't live downtown. Sometimes they've never even been downtown before, maybe once to go to the courthouse. Our families live out east. Their kids go to Centennial, Reynolds, Park Rose, and David Douglas school districts, and they want our services to be closer to where their lives are centered. There are 8 units of 2-bedroom apartments. We plan to run those apartments as shelter, 2 families per apartment, 1 in each bedroom. And there's room for growth. There's a large back parking lot that we would plan to develop into affordable housing in the future. We would also invite other social service agencies to come provide wraparound services like mental health, domestic violence advocacy, childcare, and employment. PHFS has a track record of success over the last 10 years to show that our approach to services works. We have a strong fundraising program that allows us to stretch our public dollars really far and has allowed us to build a sustainable infrastructure that is sophisticated enough to support growth. Our staff are experts in the field and are rigorously trained in evidence-based practices. We pay a living wage, and because of those two things, we have an 85% staff retention rate. Today, Portland Homeless Family Solutions asks you to vote in favor of a $500,000 equity gap contribution to help PHFS acquire this great family shelter campus in the Lentz neighborhood. Thanks so much, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Thanks, Brandy. Questions? Commissioner Saltzman.
Well, I was just curious what that building was that you showed us.
Great question. Yeah, it used to be a Russian church. It kind of looks like a castle. Yeah. But it has, for the last 5 years, it's been run as an inpatient men's addiction recovery program by a national nonprofit called Teen Challenge International. They have bought a new program, a new building in Estacada, and have moved their services over to Estacada for the sale of the building.
Okay. Thanks. Commissioner Fritz?
Brandy, you said that there's room to grow on this campus. So we looked at that slide. Is the zoning on that property, particularly in the back where there appears to be a parking lot, flexible enough to allow you to do some additional housing there?
It's CM2. So, yeah, it's very flexible, and we can do residential housing there.
Terrific. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have 3 people signed up.
Very good.
Please come on up. Joe Walsh, Ellen Vanderslice, and Mark and Mary Seip.
Come on up, and thank you. Good morning. Would you like to start,
morning.
Please?
Good morning. Sure. My name is Ellen Vanderslice. I reside in Northwest Portland. I'm also very recently, as of less than 3 weeks, a property owner in the Lentz Neighborhood Association, where my husband and I have bought a small vacant lot, hoping to develop some naturally affordable housing. And for the last little bit more than a year and a half, I've had the honor of serving on the board of directors of Portland Homeless Family Solutions. And I'm here today to urge approval of this ordinance and make the case that this is a sound public investment. I'm convinced that this new family center will be a success. This is the right organization at the right time in the right place. PHFS is the right organization to take family shelter and housing to a new level. In my decades as an advocate and as a bureaucrat, I've had to deal with a lot of different nonprofits, and as you know, I founded some of them. But PHFS stands out for having its actions based on its values. It lives out its mission. It is thoughtful and strategic. It is really good at fundraising. and it's very agile in responding appropriately to opportunity. Brandy put up the slide about the moonshot. I was present at the board retreat where we came up with the moonshot idea. That was just a little over a year ago, last April in 2017. And at that time, the board had a moonshot. It was like, it was way out there. And here we are today, so close to buying this actual site. And I'm just so excited about this. The Lens property is ideal for expanding PHFS's services. And Brandy went over the housing, the programs, the shelter. I have been a volunteer at PHFS for more than a decade. I started out with my husband volunteering overnight as hosts. And being present when families have to get out at 7:30 in the morning, it's just traumatic. And what we want to provide for families who are already experiencing the trauma of homelessness is trauma-informed care, is something where people don't have additional trauma forced on them, and having to get up at 6:30 in the morning 7 days a week and be out the door, up the back stairs, and not be seen by anybody at 7:30 in the morning is really just not very conducive to a pleasant day. So I think this is a great opportunity. It's amazing how quickly it's come together. And finally, you have the opportunity to leverage this investment. They're getting $1.5 million bank loan. They've raised nearly $1.5 million privately, and you're asked to put in the extra $500,000. Please do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Great testimony. Thank you.
Go ahead, Joe. Okay, I'll jump in.
Thank you, Mary.
I, too, want to urge you to approve this loan. I can't tell you how excited I was to see this on the agenda this morning, especially in lieu of the work that I'm now doing with the Oregon Harbor of Hope and the Navigation Center. I was really excited to hear about the potential of the 458 affordable units and the focus on families. I find it just so interesting how timely, after Lightning spoke this morning about his concern about homeless families. And, it just speaks to what the private sector can do and how quickly these things can move along as well. And I want to say kudos to the Portland Homeless Family Solutions for what they're doing. We at Oregon Harbor of Hope may be reaching out to you as one of the agencies that we look to help in our endeavors. And I also want to kind of throw a little shout out as you're designing affordable housing to also be thinking in terms of how you kind of find a way to put those people who are homeless and unhoused at the top of the waiting list, in the front line, before people who are housed move into those buildings, who are just moving from one home to another home. Right now, the affordable housing projects around the city are tightening up their eligibility criteria. They want people to have 2 years of rental history. We all know that people currently living on the streets are not going to qualify under those kinds of tight restrictions. They don't have 2 years of rental history. They are denying people that have delinquent debt over $1,000. They're denying people that have felony convictions and not even doing any kind of special review or anything like that. So as you're moving forward with this, think in terms of how can this affordable housing reach out to the people who are unhoused right now and put them at the front of the line. And again, I urge you to approve this loan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. This is we're speaking in favor of this. It's the $500,000 loan that will eventually be a gift down the line someplace. However, we hate emergency shelters. They are necessary. We have to have them. However, many people tell us that they don't want to go to emergency shelters because they fear for their safety. They don't want to go to emergency shelters because they're going to lose their animals. They don't want to go to emergency shelters because they can't spend the time with their loved one. There are all kinds of regulations we have that are really negative and counterproductive in emergency shelters. And that's what they should be, emergencies. They should not exist for 40 years. If they exist for a long period of time, haven't we failed? Emergency shelters is somebody is cold, they're in the street, we get them inside. That's the concept. But we keep them going. And we create these institutions. And those institutions have two criteria. One is to serve the clients, which are the people on the street. The other one is to survive. And if they need to survive, the way in our culture is to expand. And that's where we get into trouble all the time. So when you think of an emergency shelter, you should say, emergency shelter should be disbanded after a couple of years. The other thing is, every emergency shelter should have private spaces for every human being we put in there. So there's some sense of safety. Not bunk beds. Not mats on the floor. They have their private little area. It would not be that difficult to do. Some 2x4s and some plywood. They would be safe. And that's what they're asking. They want to be safe. We hear it over and over again. They're afraid to lose their stuff. You know, I mean, I go nuts with the sweeps because they lose their stuff. They lose their stuff in emergency shelters also. The other thing is, human beings have a tendency to be very authoritarian when it comes to when they have power. And we've shown that in a number of studies. So these things are necessary. We got to get rid of them.
Sure. Thank you.
And they got to be in their own little place.
Thank you. Last testimony.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity Watchdog. Again, my biggest concern is when they're dealing with the homeless children need to be first to get into permanent housing. Children need to be first to get into any beds in a shelter. Children need to be first, and there's no negotiating on this. If you don't allow that to happen, in my opinion, and I'll address this Commissioner Fritz, who is smiling, would be considered child abuse. And from federal law, if you don't think children should be in housing first, I don't think you should sit up here. Now, issue number two on this, I approve of the money going to this organization. They do good work. They're focusing in the right area. But I think they would also agree the data pertaining to the homeless children and the students that are homeless and the kids that are sleeping in cars 2 blocks from their school with their parents to go to school because they don't have housing or any other opportunity, do they lose their kids when the police officer drives up and sees 2 kids in the back seat and they're 2 blocks from the school trying to take their kids to the school? That is something that we need more data on, how the police respond to this situation, and understand we have to have systems in place to protect the children first. We do not need to allow this trauma to happen to them at a young age, developing minds, trying to go to school, trying to do things with their friends. We need to have systems in place. We need to talk about it. We need to see real numbers. We need to see real solutions, such as this group is doing. But as you can see by the numbers that were presented, it is just a small part of the big problem out there that I feel hasn't been addressed. We need to get that Metro bond pushed through. We need to figure out how we can use money from the city bonds toward these type of groups, toward their redevelopment of more permanent type housing on their back lot. We need to work with these groups and come forward with the funding. But understand, there are no excuses for not having children first into housing. And if anybody in this room ever wants to challenge me on that issue, I'm more than glad to challenge you, and I will assure you I have the ability to make sure you don't get reelected. And trust me, talk to Mr. Kogan from Multnomah County and ask me if I can do that. I will assure you, you won't get reelected. Children first, no negotiating, get them into permanent housing, no more excuses. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, all three of you. Thank you. Call the roll.
Fish.
Well, I'm pleased to support this. It is a 60-year loan that is forgivable, and I assume that the decision was made to do that versus a grant for strategic reasons, but it's a good investment. The Portland Homeless Family Solutions is one of our best partners, and Brandy Tuck, a recipient of the Skidmore Prize, is one of the brightest lights in our work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, this is a very exciting and necessary project. I appreciate Portland Homeless Family Solutions for undertaking this effort, and I think it's very appropriate for us as a city to put in an amount that will help push this over the finish line and get this shelter open as soon as possible. Aye.
Udaly.
I'm very excited about this and happy to support it, and would just like to say that regardless of whether we're in a housing emergency and regardless of the state of our housing market, we will always need emergency shelter. So I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, especially to Portland Homeless Family Solutions for the presentation about your work, which addresses everything that we heard in testimony. Thank you, Ellen Vanderslice, for volunteering and for taking the time to come in to support this resolution. And thanks to the Housing Bureau for partnering in this, and also the Portland Development Commission, Prosper Portland and the Lent Urban Renewal Assess District. Appreciate also the support of the community. Aye.
Wheeler.
So this is a great day, and I appreciate Portland Homeless Family Solutions, Brandy. It's always a pleasure to see you and to appreciate, again, the great work that you and your organization are doing. And Shannon Callahan and the Housing Bureau, thank you. There's a couple of points I'd like to make. First of all, people ask me, as mayor, what hills are you willing to die on? This is one of them. And you heard the passion from some of the people who are testifying. I share that passion. I would not be sitting in this chair but for the fact that for many years I was an overnight volunteer shelter host at the Goose Hollow Family Shelter, now Portland Homeless Family Solutions. And my impression was the impression that was shared from the dais here a few minutes ago, that 7:30, you're up, you're out. Anybody here who has small kids knows what that's really like. And that's in good circumstances. Now imagine that you are living in a homeless situation, your kids are under a lot of stress, the parents are under a lot of stress, you're in an unfamiliar environment, there's a lot of people in close proximity, and you have to do all of those things. They are often difficult as a parent in the best of circumstances. This actually improves the quality of the shelter. I do hope that there will be a day where we do not need shelter in our community. Today is not that day. We have over 4,000 students in Multnomah County who are sleeping either in shelters or in cars or on the street. There are probably many, many others who are doubled up in homes and apartments with other people. I'm proud of the work Portland Homeless Family Solutions does because they're really good, once somebody is in the shelter, at getting them out of the shelter and getting them into housing. And collectively, through A Home for Everyone last year, we moved 5,000 people from shelter into housing. And that doesn't even count the 6,000 people who receive preventative homeless services to prevent them from falling into homelessness in the first place. So the key is quality shelter, services in the shelter to move people out of the shelter and into permanent housing, and therefore, by the way, freeing up capacity in the shelter for other people who might be in a real pinch who need that support. We are going to vote on our budget later today, or at least the proposed piece of this, or step after step in this budget process. But I believe this council has reached a consensus around $3 million additional dollars in the budget to go specifically towards the transition from shelter into housing. And with regard to youth in particular, I just want to remind everybody that this council went down to the legislature in the short session with Multnomah County, with the support of the governor, and we were able to secure $5 million for the youth family shelter services that we provide here. And that was one of the few instances during that short session where dollars were actually allocated for a purpose like this. So I feel like there is that consensus in that push and that passion to address homelessness youth in our community. I am very happy to vote aye. This is one of the easiest votes I'm ever going to take. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, Brandy. So,